it done.
Seven after the hour, take a deep breath,
because it's healthy for you to do that, and hold it for, what, 10 seconds, Ken? Is that the, take a deep breath and hold it for 10 seconds?
That's a little excessive.
Is it? All right, 7 seconds. Whatever, you'll be okay.
Let it out.
Yep, clear up your brain so that the process begins to have conversation with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-55-DRKEN. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, on the air right now to take your calls. The discussion, the debate this week, a lot of it in the health and wellness community on the president's shift, the satisfying of the Catholic, is it the Catholic Church or people who are members of the Catholic Church? Because there's a difference between the church and its members. There are a lot of people who are upset on both sides of this. He seems to not be a winner. Whether you're for it or against it, Ken.
My mother always warned me, take it easy before you know people real well, before you talk about religion and politics. And this is walking into the hornet's nest. And I have to say, our listeners, I'll consider them my friends, because this story combines religion and politics. But as I mentioned to Doug before we went on, I don't know how to avoid this, because this is clearly the most important health news story this week. It's everywhere. And 3 weeks ago, Doug and I broke a story on Good Day Health that was announced late that Friday evening. And if you see the modus operandi of this administration, what they don't want you to see, they release late Friday night, hoping that it won't get across the media. But Doug and I dug it out, got it out, and President Obama 3 weeks ago had decided that many church-affiliated institutions would have to cover free birth control for employees. The requirement was issued in regulations under President Obama's health care overhaul. Never before had the federal government forced individuals, Doug, and organizations to go out into the marketplace and buy a product that violates their conscience. This decision has become an issue of religious freedom in America. And President Barack Obama, in an abrupt policy shift aimed at quelling an election year firestorm, he announced late Friday that religious employers would not be required to offer free birth control to workers, and the onus would instead be put on insurers. And I think that, you know, this is kind of in the realm of, are we really that dumb? Because we're, as I see it, and I don't want to express from a religious point of view, but this is just a religious freedom effort. The people whose conscience have trouble recommending birth control, whether you believe in it or not, it's more a matter of whether what you believe in a religious institution, should the government force you to go against your conscience. And this still requires the Catholic Church to go against its conscience, and instead of being the direct entity that provides the birth control, they're now forced to buy it from these insurers that the governments are going to require that they buy the health insurance, and it's just that the health insurers now have to require that it's provided for free. But who's going to pay for it? The Catholic employers.
Very
it's very slippery solution.
But there's so much fighting going on. That's what bothers me about this. Everybody wants to fight about everything. And you'd think in an election year that these guys would sort of calm down the rhetoric or these things. The president has been described before as being tone deaf.
This seems tone deaf. Why he would put this out there, because this is a firestorm.
888-553-7536. For Dr. Ken, we may want to talk about this somewhat.
I'd love to hear what our listeners think about this, because, you know, this is an area of, should the government be going here? And it's a question of religious freedom. It's a question of government intrusion into health care. And then, obviously, women want to be taken care of? And is this an area of women's health care? I hear many women say that contraception is an important aspect of preventive care for women. How do you feel about that? 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. 1-888-553-7536. I'd love to hear some opinions. We'll do it peacefully. I don't want to make this personal. I just want to know how we feel about this. Is a new area where the government has never gone before. Is this what we want?
Too much government. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins had the following statement. This president is tone deaf, using that term again, to the real religious and moral objections of a lot of Americans. The so-called one-year delay last month was a clear slap in the face of religious groups, and this new proposal still requires religious entities that are not exempt as a church to subsidize and pay insurance companies so they can give free birth control to their employees. Now, this is a right-wing group for sure. He said, this new gimmick forces religious entities to violate their religious beliefs and continues to show a complete disdain for the First Amendment. There's no compromise if a single American citizen is required to violate his or her conscience. Liberals say keep your morals out of the bedroom. President's plan forces everybody to pay the cost for somebody else's contraceptive use in the bedroom. That's the issue for these people. The plan forces you to pay for somebody else's contraception, and that's what many of them object to. 99% of all women have relied on contraception at some point in their lives. That'd be something, although a sticky.
But
kind
what's
of
what's interesting is that in the current law, Obamacare law, this is free. There's no copay. There's no expense, and unfortunately, it has just gotten so political, which whoever has the loudest drum and wherever they want to get the votes to assure re-election, that's where it goes. The number one killer of women in America is not pregnancy. It's heart disease. And I don't see anything in this bill. Do you get your cholesterol check for free?
Yeah, there's no prevention stuff.
But they justify paying for the birth control and covering it for free as health prevention.
888-553-7536. Yes, an important health conversation. Your health and well-being are the real hot button issues. Whether you have a problem with your hips, you need a chiropractor. Whether you have a problem with your heart, you need Dr. Ken. Whether you have a problem with your brain and you need Dr. Fred Grover, who will join us later on in the program, all of these things are open for discussion. Helpful we are, or we aim to be.
The lines are lighting up. Hurry up. Grab those lines.
553-7536. Let's talk for a minute about high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and this natural approach from Italy called Cardiol, and how all of these pieces fit together so that people like you, Ken, don't have so many patients.
Well, I'd love to go home earlier. And high cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition that can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in my patients. And I'm really happy about this all-new natural approach from Italy that may be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels, Doug, and also help to lower the bad fats in your blood called triglycerides. Users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe, FDA-registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
Yep, it's good for a lot of things in your system. Cardiol has these ingredients that have been, this has been studied. I think there's a lot of work to this, isn't it? You like evidence-based stuff, Ken.
There is a lot of work, and it's mostly natural products, especially for people who have yet to have plaquing in their cholesterol, in their arteries, and so they don't especially need the plaque stabilization. They just want to get their numbers down for prevention.
The makers of Cardiol are so confident that you will have a good experience with this that you're being offered a free 30-day trial. Yes, you can get 30 days worth of Cardiol free by going online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, Cardiol.net. And use the discount code KEN. Order online at cardiol.net or go to drkenshow.com. You can order it there, or you can call toll-free 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424. High cholesterol risk is a problem. Cardiol takes care of it.
It's the Jockey Men's Underwear Sale at Macy's, with 25% savings on our entire Jockey collection. 25% off all Jockey Classic and Bonus Value Packs, including 4-pack boxers, boxer briefs, and 6-pack briefs, plus crew and V-neck tees. 25% off all Jockey boxers, all Jockey pouch and Elance collections, and more. All Jockey Men's Underwear, 25% off at Macy's. Savings off regular prices. Sale ends February 20th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
888-553-7536. The discussion gets started with policy. Your health, however, is an interesting study about Tai Chi. A friend of mine, radio guy that was wonderful, was on the same radio station in Boston for almost 50 years, died yesterday of Parkinson's disease. And I talked on the air about him. I noticed that there is, in your health news this week, some information about Tai Chi and how it may help you if you're a Parkinson's patient.
Yes, what a wonderful way to blend medicine. Tai Chi, Parkinson's disease, very helpful information, good news. And where else? Out of the New England Journal of Medicine, would you believe it, this week?
Yeah.
The slow controlled motion, Doug, of Tai Chi that can help the impaired balance of people with mild or moderate Parkinson's disease. And the improvements actually persist for at least 3 months. Parkinson's, for those who don't know, results from the death of brain cells that generate the chemical dopamine in the brain. And Tai Chi, it's a non-competitive, self-paced system of gentle physical exercise and stretching. And this is just a nice way to complement whatever you're taking medically for your Parkinson's disease.
888-553-7536. Dr. Ken is a trained medical scientist, has his own unit in suburban, I call it, isn't really suburban Orlando, I guess, is it? It's, yeah, well, although it's a nice town. Mount Dora is a wonderful community just outside of Orlando. And if you, after listening to Ken for any number of months or years, he's been here doing this with me for a long time, or I've been doing it with him, one or the other, we've been together and helped hundreds, if not thousands, of people to understand what's going on with their health. He is a cardiologist, but he's been trained at medical schools to understand all of our systems and has been a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, so you can certainly trust him, and that's what people do as well. So if you're interested and you have a heart problem or cardiology need, you might call his office. I said some nice things about Sandy, who's the person in his office that really gets everybody to march to. And she sent me an email and said, thank you. Well, because she...
You made her
weak. Yeah. So you call 800-LATE-CARDIO and get an appointment there. Your appointment with us is at 888-553-7536. Lots of health news to go. Lots of conversation. Hopefully, you're helped by all of this. So stick around. 21 after the hour. Good day weekend.
Healthy Good soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now, it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you for breakdowns in civil order. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to his 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now, while you still have time and while it's still free. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. FreeSurvivalMiniCourse.com. Or call 877-403-7076. 877-403-7076. You'll be glad you did.
Past the hour as we continue our conversation with you at 888-553-7536. President Obama says both sides win with the changes to birth control, the rule, and most people say both sides lose. So what say you? We'll start this conversation and not make this all about the hour. Certainly your questions and comments and concerns about your own health are our primary concern, but there are few people who want to speak to this, and Joyce in Moultrie, Georgia, is one of them. Joyce, say hi to Dr. Ken.
Hello, Dr. Ken.
Hi, Joyce.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Catholic. When they read this letter from the bishop regarding this in church, I mean, everybody sat there. You could have heard a pin drop, and I wondered to myself, what on earth is this coming to us for? You know, what is this about? And the more I listen to it on the radio, I've really paid attention to this, and I believe wholeheartedly, because I do not care for Obama. I think you have to read between the lines in things that he does. There is a control that he wants over things, and I believe the Catholic Church is one of them. And could this be used in the future for population control?
Joyce, you know, you raise an interesting point, because I read some statistics. The Catholic Church is responsible for taking care of the poor in America as much as anybody. And obviously this is a constituency that Obama's trying to reach out. So maybe there is some competition here.
All right, Joyce, thank you. Here's Fred in South Carolina with a thought on the same issue. Go ahead, Fred. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Good morning, Dr. Ken, and top of the morning to you, Doug, from Willow Grove and Crescent Hill Farms.
There you go. We like those farmers.
Welcome, Fred. Nice to have you.
Thank you, sir. My kind comment is, what kind of a slippery slope might we be headed down when a president can dictate to a private company what services and product they need to offer, and at what price or free demands that he can put on it? It sounds to me like it's capitalism.
We've long since gone over that slippery slope, Fred, we've long since gone over that slippery slope with this guy. Long since.
Well, that's very true.
But don't you think this is an important point? It's much more than just the religious aspect.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, as far as this president is concerned, we keep saying without getting too political, neither you nor I like this guy as a president, and he does things.
Well, it's his policies we don't like. It's not personal.
Okay, so it's his job as president that we find objectionable. We don't agree with many of the principles. I think birth control ought to be available to everybody, but I shouldn't have to pay for it. If you go to the store, if somebody wants it, let them pay for it, or find somebody to pay for it. It's the taxpayer is paying for everything, and the taxpayer has no money to pay his taxes, so where's all this money coming from? And you get down to that basic bottom line principle of more mandates that are not paid for. Why get into this now? Unless you are so worried about your base. I mean, the base isn't going to vote for Romney. So why does he get into it? Unless you're just completely into socialism and completely into social control. I wouldn't have thought common sense would have dictated you wait until after the election to pull this off or to try to pull it off. Anyway, what am I missing here?
Folks, if he thinks it's going to be free, like you say, somebody's going to pay for it.
Yeah. All right, Fred. Thank you. 888-553-7536. Keith's in Kansas. Hi, Keith.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What can we do
hi,
for
Keith.
You?
Okay, hi. You want me to start what are having the problems now, or it's kind of a history?
Just what's the question?
Okay. I have got severe weakness and pains going down the backsides of my calves into my feet.
Okay. Keith, stop right there, because that helps me so much. The first thing I think about when you mention that is peripheral vascular disease, the pipes in the legs. When you walk, do you get pain on the back of the calves or the thighs?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a smoker?
Only a half pack a day. I am trying to quit with electronic cigarette, but I know that isn't good either.
This sounds very much like, you know, doctors have big words for everything, intermittent claudication. It sounds like a circulation issue in the legs. Especially occurs in smokers, high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Smoking's the big one. You talk to a circulation doctor, cardiologists are in this area, vascular surgeons are in this area. You want to get some ultrasound of the arteries of the legs. That would be my first approach to this.
Okay. Now I get severe cramping, too, at night.
Well, there are a lot of things that can cause this. Make sure you get adequate hydration at night. I hope you're not on a diuretic, that your potassium's too low. People who are alcoholic, have liver disease, have low thyroid, chronic kidney failure, diabetics can have this problem. We're talking about oral contraceptives. This can be related to this diarrhea, Parkinson's disease we talked about before, and we're going to talk a lot about pregnancy. All of these things, I don't think that's in you, my friend Keith, but all of these things can cause this. Stay well hydrated, get an ultrasound of the legs, go from there, and do some good detective work.
There's some more help, and we're here to help. That's what this program is all about. Good day, weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the man in charge of the information at 888-553-75.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weekend 888-553-7536. The issues of the day, medical concerns, help. What's the bottom line of the Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend, Ken?
We took a new route. You asked us to go where we've never gone before. This week's newsletter, really excited about it. It's related to aging, how to age in a healthy manner, the latest information in the medical journals in the past 6 months.
All right, so life expectancy is back on the increase. For a while, it was stuck, and actually, I think went down a little bit, didn't it?
It did, but it's back going up.
And why are we living longer?
Well, we're living longer because we're doing better with heart disease, the number one killer. We're doing better with cancer. And we're doing better with strokes. People are, although you look around and we may lose this benefit, but we're doing better with blood pressure, cholesterol, blood sugar. But the obesity epidemic may reverse that, and it's fighting all the efforts.
Yeah. Well, smoking, people continue to smoke.
20% of Americans. Amazing.
Yeah. It has been steady, pretty, with everything that we all know, you got to wonder why people smoke. And it starts, obviously, when you're a young adult. When you start smoking and you stop, you can feel better quickly, according to this story that you've followed this week, Ken.
This is some really good news for people who are smoking, especially young folks. This is out of Pediatric Allergy, Immunology, and Pulmonology Journal this week. Doug, the young adults that who quit smoking, they saw improvements in coughing and other respiratory symptoms within just a few weeks. So the good news is your breathing can feel better soon after you stop, and this can help motivate especially our young listeners who want to stop smoking.
888-553-7536. Lots of discussions this week of sex, sex polls, and where you get things. Here's this morning after pill that's now available. Where is this, in a college town?
Students dug it. Shippensburg University in Pennsylvania in the mountains. They can get the morning after pill by sliding $25 into a vending machine. It's the only vending machine in America where you can do this. It's an idea that has drawn the attention of your favorite agency, the FDA, and it's raised some questions about how accessible should emergency contraception should be. What it does is the morning after pill, or what is called Plan B. Taking Plan B, Doug, within 72 hours of rape, condom failure, or just forgetting regular contraception, it can cut the chances of pregnancy up to 89%. It works best if it's taken within 24 hours. But the Student Health Center at Shippensburg provides the Plan B one-step emergency contraceptive in the vending machine, along with condoms, decongestants, and pregnancy tests. And federal law currently makes the pill available without a prescription to anyone 17 or older, but it doesn't appear that people younger are getting it. But the key is you can't just walk into the drugstore or into the food store, the grocery store, and just get it yourself. It's usually behind the counter. You have to ask the pharmacist for it, and then the pharmacist will at least go over some of the issues with it, some of the safety concerns, and make sure that it's the right thing for you, because it is a pretty potent drug, and you don't need a prescription. And the question here is, I wonder whether self-treatment might deter sexual assault victims, Doug, from seeking medical attention.
888-553-7536. And if you're just joining us, the Obama administration offering an accommodation on birth control rules, attempt to quiet down the anger from conservatives and liberals about who pays for the birth control that is required. It's almost nutty. 888-553-7536. Anna is listening to us in Stamford, Connecticut. Anna, what can we do for you?
Yes, Doug. I was calling on behalf of a family member. She has been suffering, I'll say, for the last 15 years with a combination of trigeminal neuralgia and TMD, which causes one-sided pain, head, eye, ear, jaw, throat. And we've been to every type of specialist. We've had MRI, which says an overgrowth in one of her cranial bones is pressing on, they said, the fifth nerve. And we don't quite know what to do with my pain.
And you're looking for some new solutions to deal with this, correct?
Something to help.
Okay. Let me just first explain what this is, because I'm sure that you and me may know about this, but most have no idea what this is. It's a chronic pain condition. It affects the trigeminal nerve, which carries sensation from your face to your brain. If you have this trigeminal neuralgia, which it sounds like what she has, even mild stimulation of the face, such as from brushing your teeth or putting on makeup, may trigger a jolt of excruciating pain. Does this sound like your family?
It does, and it started out intermittently. It would come and go. Now it's a 24-hour-a-day pain.
Okay, well, hopefully you have a good neurologist dealing with this. This is treated conventional. There's some alternative medicine that's been shown in studies, but usually what we treat this with is it's not a seizure, but it's treated with, is where it gets a little confusing, with anticonvulsants initially. Medicines like Tegretol are often used. Muscle relaxant agents are also used. Sometimes alcohol injections are used right into the area of pain. When these initial medical treatments don't work, sometimes surgery has to be performed. There's some new gamma knife radio surgery that's being used. There's a microvascular decompression procedure that involves relocating or removing blood vessels that are in contact with the trigeminal nerve root. But you would have to really go to some specialized center that is really at the cutting edge here, because I don't think you're going to find these procedures on the corner in most towns. There have been some complementary and alternative treatments that have been tried. Some have worked: acupuncture, biofeedback, nutritional therapy, even electrical stimulation of the nerves. And you have to find somebody locally or travel who specializes in this area. It's a very specialized area of medicine.
Yes. Okay. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. 888-553-7536. Is it Ara? Is that the name? Lancaster, California.
Yes,
yes, sir. You're on. Hi.
Yes, Dr. Ken?
Hi.
I need to ask you a question. I have a grandson that has been doing a lot of scratching over the last couple of years. We've tried old Colin creams on him and lotions and skin specialists. One day we looked in the bed to see if there was any bed bugs, and we had a exterminator come out and check that. There was no bed bugs. But then I heard somebody mention in jest that he might have scurvy. And I thought scurvy was a pirate disease. I never heard of that on it.
Yeah, the pirates got scurvy because they didn't get any citrus. And vitamin C deficiency is what causes scurvy. Scurvy is quite rare, and usually it presents with malaise, you know, feeling tired, and you get spots on the skin, you get spongy gums, you open up the lips and look at your gums. You could see this in him if this is where it is. You have these big spongy gums. They often bleed from the surface.
Yeah, he does have that. And he's accumulated a lot of sores from the constant scratching.
Well, like that... This could be easily looked at by the pediatrician. The sailors and pirates aboard ships at sea longer than the perishable fruits and vegetables could be stored would get this problem. But, you know, why don't you give them some big glasses of orange juice, grapefruit juice, and make sure that that's not a problem. How old is he?
7 years old.
7 years old. Is he bothered? Often this can be due to, some mental, you know, I don't want to call him a mentally ill person, but often if a seven-year-old has some stresses in his life, this can be a way of dealing with stress.
All right, well, I think you answered his question, don't you think?
I hope so.
Yeah. It happens. 888-553-7536 in a moment. Sugar and spice, if you will. Sugar and salt. Conversation, a lot of discussion this week about salt and where it comes from. You'd be surprised if you haven't heard this, where you're getting salt, too much of it probably, and how bad sugar is for you. All that information coming up. It's the Good Day Weekend program. Health is our focus with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. And you can join us at 888-553-7536. Email to drken@drkenshow.com or to doug@dougsteffen.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well.
It's a scientific fact. Men can only hear certain frequencies during basketball season. So the jewelry store at Macy's is sending subliminal messages over these radio wavelengths.
He can clinch it here with this one free throw. So Daniel Nathan of Chicago, Illinois, you just need to focus and get your wife that diamond tennis bracelet she wants for Valentine's Day. The whole season is on the line. And while we're at it, Christmas was months ago. Take down the holiday lights!
She's trying to tell you something. This Valentine's Day, get her what she really wants from the jewelry store at Macy's.
Gentlemen, Tuesday, it is Valentine's Day. And if you have love in your heart, you would do well to put some Godiva in her hands. But you have only a few days left to pick up any number of extraordinary Godiva Belgian chocolates. Or, may I suggest, some luscious hand-dipped chocolate strawberries? After all, when it comes to affairs of the heart, as we all know, nothing works like Godiva.
Child Obesity 180 is kicking off a nationwide contest called the Act of Schools Acceleration Project, or ASAP, to find schools that are doing the best jobs of keeping kids active and fit. The group is working with First Lady Michelle Obama's Let's Move campaign to help reverse the trend of childhood obesity. Funding comes from the nation's leading health plans, according to ASAP charter member David Cordani, president and CEO of Cigna.
As a father of two, I'm very concerned that the percentage of overweight or obese children in America has doubled in the past 20 years. That's why many of the leaders in the health insurance sector are taking concrete steps to improve the health of our nation's youth. The best way to have a healthy life is to start by being an active child in the first place.
ASAP is calling for entries from schools that have come up with creative and fun ways to keep kids active. The contest will award a total of $500,000 in prizes. To nominate your school program, visit www.activeschoolsasap.org.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
888-553-7536. That's the phone number for you to reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus as we continue to take your calls. You have questions, Ken has answers, or he'll help you find the answers. Robert's in Anderson, South Carolina, with the next question for Dr. Ken. Yes, sir, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Ken, I appreciate your show. Thank you.
Glad to be with you, Robert.
All right, listen, I just want to ask you a quick question. I'm taking Lipitor 40 milligrams, and I wanted to try and order some of that Cardiol. Is it necessary, or is it possible for me to take that with my Lipitor, or should I not do that?
Well, I would not do that because Cardiol has red yeast rice in it, which is a weak statin, and you would not want to take two statins together. And
okay.
Do you have any coronary disease?
Yes, sir. I have a artificial heart valve when I had a aneurysm down there around my stomach, and they put a mechanical heart valve in me, and I'm taking Coumadin and about two blood pressure medications and a Lipitor with that.
Okay, how do your coronaries look, Robert?
Pretty good. I have a heart doctor that checks me out every 6 months here in Anderson, and he just gave me the complete medical
but
thing.
you would have had a heart catheterization when they fixed your valve. What did the
okay,
heart
and I didn't know that. He just said I had an aneurysm and I had a 10% chance of living when they told me when I went in there.
Robert, I would find out what the heart catheterization they did when they fixed your valve before they fixed it, what they showed in the coronaries, and if you have any plaquing, then you need to be on the real statin to stabilize the plaque, get the LDL, bad cholesterol, under 70, even maybe under 60, because these statin drugs, they do a lot more than just lower cholesterol. They stabilize plaque, they lower the inflammation in the circulation, and this is how they reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke. If you don't yet have any plaque in the coronaries and you're just trying to lower the cholesterol, that's where the Cardiol would be helpful.
Okay, I just didn't know that, but I'll find out, and I appreciate you letting me know that. One more quick question, if it'd be all right.
Sure.
The Obama thing with the health care, yeah. I feel that a person, any man or any kind of government does not have the right to tell a health insurance or anybody that they have to do this or they have to provide that. You're going down a slippery slope. And Obamacare, if that's what he's saying from that, what else is in it that we don't know about that he could do and say, well, I want to do this and I want to. It sort of sounds like a dictatorship, but
well,
I appreciate
it. Who said you have to pass the bill to find out what's in it?
888-553-7536. The news on salt sources and the unexpected place that most salt comes from, Ken. This is something for people. This is very important. Listen up. If you are interested in healthy eating, you need to know this.
A few surprises here. This came out of the CDC this week. Trying to cut down on salt, aren't we all? And the CDC, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, says just 10 foods, Doug, account for 44% of the sodium in the American diet. Salt, it's the main source of sodium, and the big problem is it increases the risk of high blood pressure. High blood pressure is the main big cause of strokes. It contributes also to, like the gentleman just talked about, aneurysms, bulges of the big vessels, and also, of course, the heart attacks. And the number one source, the one food that tops the list. It surprises me a little bit, but it's bread and rolls. And it's just that people tend to eat a lot of bread. Next on the list, cold cuts and cured meats. No surprise there. Third is pizza. Then it goes to fresh and processed poultry. Then to soups, fast food, hamburgers, and then sandwiches with cheese. Rounding out the list is spaghetti and other pasta dishes, meatloaf and other meat dishes, snacks like potato chips and pretzels.
51 past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's what Dr. Ken wants to help you do. Stay alive and be healthy and well. 888-553-7536, the number to call. Talking about salts and stuff, we had news about sugar this week, and it isn't any better than the salt news, Ken.
Well, this is out of the medical journal Nature, and this is in the category of don't shoot the messenger, because I know many of you love your sugar, and I think a little is not a problem, but a lot can kill you slowly, and that's the end of the story. But here's what happened this week. Major news about sugar. And sugar poses enough health risks that it should be considered a controlled substance, just like alcohol and tobacco, according to an opinion piece, Doug. It was called The Toxic Truth About Sugar. It was published this week in the medical journal Nature, which is a, you know, it's like the Time and Newsweek of medicine. It is the New England Journal of Medicine and Nature. Nature, incredible amount of credibility for this level of food police to make it to Nature is amazing. Across the world, the sugar intake has tripled in the past 50 years, and the increase has helped create this global obesity problem that's apparent to anyone if you just walk around. And this has contributed to 35 million annual deaths worldwide from non-infectious diseases, things like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. The problem with sugar is in excess, it can alter your metabolism, it can raise your blood pressure, it can actually interfere with the actions of certain hormones, and yes, it can even damage the liver. And again, a little is okay, it's not a problem, but it's a lot that can really do you in.
888-553-7536, always compelling things from these studies each week. Here is Tina in Sumner, South Carolina. We were talking about itching. As a matter of fact, Ken, I know that you wanted to mention a few more causes of itching from the previous caller who was asking a question about a youngster, I think, right?
Yeah, sure. They were asking about itchy skin, and there's so many different reasons. This is where you need a good medical detective. There's eczema out there, psoriasis, scabies, and lice. In fact, there's a new drug that was approved for lice. Chicken pox in this child can be early forms of chicken pox. Hives can do it. All of these are different causes of itching. Internal diseases. Doug, you're familiar with celiac disease. That's malabsorption of wheat. Liver disease, kidney failure, iron deficiency, anemia, a thyroid problem, even cancers, including leukemia and lymphoma. I remember as a medical student, I had a patient who presented with just itching from head to toe. I don't want to scare people because there's other causes, and we ended up diagnosing a lymphoma, cancer of the lymph glands. And so itching that's persistent needs to be taken a bit serious. There are nerve disorders that can contribute to it, multiple sclerosis, a pinched nerve, shingles, herpes zoster, diabetes can do it. And then you can have what I would be concerned in this child is just some irritation or allergic reactions. You know, did mom or dad change the detergent in the house? Mm. Wools, chemicals, soaps, all of these substances.
That does it for me.
Can irritate the skin.
I have
dry skin.
Oftentimes, especially here in California, for some reason or other, using different kinds of soaps makes my skin itchy. Get out of bed, and you're fine.
Yes, really, and women weird. Who are pregnant will tell you they get itchy skin.
All right, so Tina, how does this help you?
Well, I had experienced similar, the 7-year-old has experienced, and I had diagnosed it through the cheap Clorox.
Clorox, bleach, yeah?
Yeah, bleach.
Okay, so what's your question to Ken?
Well, it's not a question. I'm just calling back in regards to the 7-year-old and what it might be causing, what he has.
Uh-huh.
And it could be, like you said, detergent that they use in the clothes.
Yeah, when kids or any of us suddenly get a new rash, one of the things you want to think about first is did you just change your detergent or your soaps? And that's a question you need to eliminate quickly.
Interesting news for travelers. Make sure if you can, you sit in an aisle seat for your heart health. How does that work, Ken?
Well, if you are on a long flight, that you do have some risk of developing clots in the legs, and this is why every few hours you want to get up and walk. And I think what happens is the people who sit on the aisle seat tend to get up more and walk,
and I
think that's why they get fewer of these clots.
Drinking and dehydration are also
absolutely very good point.
Problems.
I'm glad
you brought that up. That's you sit in the window seat. Plus, people who are claustrophobic, I don't like the window seat, especially on a smaller plane. You get really uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable
place.
The
alcohol becomes a diuretic, and that will increase it. But drink, you know, non-adult beverages, stay well hydrated, and get up every once in a while and walk up and down.
We talk more about heart and health, and we talk about your brain in the next hour. Stick around. This is Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Powerful force.